A disturbance is working through eastern New York and western New England right now. This disturbance has triggered snow showers and even some snow squalls in our area today. And if you have been in an area with a snow squall, you know how quickly conditions can deteriorate with a quick, slippery accumulation of snow and dramatically reduced visibility. Still, some snow showers will linger into this evening. There may still be a couple of heavier bursts of snow through at least the early part of tonight. And then this disturbance will push off to our east and link up with a storm that is actually passing south of Long Island this afternoon. These two systems will come together, what we call phasing, forming into a large storm, a large single storm in the Gulf of Maine. And that's going to bring heavy snows to portions of northern New England, but we're a little bit too far west to see a ton of snow from this. Though some of us will see some additional accumulations of snow, especially in the higher terrain tonight, right through the day tomorrow. Farther east, it's a bigger story through New Hampshire and Maine, where many areas will pick up over a foot of snow as the storm blows up off the coast. For us, we'll have those scattered areas of snow primarily in the higher terrain tonight into the day tomorrow. Much of the North Country now is under a winter weather advisory. That includes the Adirondacks, the Southern Champlain Valley, and also all of Vermont. Exceptions, though, across north central and northeastern Vermont, as those areas are under winter storm warnings for some heavier amounts of snow. So if you're in the higher elevations, look out for some additional accumulations, especially on the western slopes, as we will see gusty northwesterly winds tonight into the day tomorrow. For the rest of us, though, just a scattering of snow showers at times tonight into the day tomorrow. Will be a brisk day tomorrow as well. And the weather remains cool through Friday, and even on Saturday, it's still relatively cool, though, closer to average. And then by Sunday, we'll start to see a warming trend build in, and many spots on Sunday should come up into the 40s. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, cloudy with periods of light snow likely, especially in the mountains, breezy with lows 18 to 24. And for tomorrow, cloudy with periods of light snow likely, especially in the mountains, breezy with highs in the 20s to around 30. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy, periods of light snow likely, especially in the mountains, breezy, low 18 to 24. Tomorrow, cloudy, with periods of light snow likely, especially in the mountains, breezy, with highs in the 20s to around 30. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain or snow showers this evening, lows drop into the 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy, with highs in the 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy, with scattered snow showers, breezy, low 20 to 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with scattered snow showers, breezy, high 25 to 30. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, with highs in the 20s to lower 30s, and on Saturday, partly sunny, with highs in the 30s to around 40. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.